My name is Martin McInnes. I'm going to read the end of a story called The Disappointed European. It's about a middle-aged traveller lost in West Africa. He sets off for the river mouth. It seems a distance, but he enjoys it. The land expansion. The pleasure of being undisturbed in surf. The developing light. The ghost crabs racing the tide. He feels he is walking a cone. That he is inside something. It's okay. His calves are being scalded, and the waves lap at the tender red skin, stinging fresh wounds with salt. He walks on and on. He never even was a walker before. He is walking out, past something. What does he expect to find at the river mouth? The confusion of the name. The lips, the mouth. The source from which something is expressed, a beginning. But this is the discharge of mountain, the flow of mineral down, an ending, a consumption, a mouth. Rubbish washes on the shore. He walks more carefully. A dog appears and he charges it away. He concentrates in an effort to recall the mindlessness and the rhythm. The crabs, the light, the sound of the waves never failing, the oldest continuous sound on earth. An ending ahead, a land break. At 2 or 3 miles it is brought to him, to his amazement. Now he is impatient. A stop, a point to fix on, a tightening cone. The sun a metallic sheen on the water. The temperature now undetectable and perfect. He watches the curve of the tide line, the waves split by the forces of opposing water. A strange geometry, quite beautiful. Something about moving backwards, a lilt, a leisure. His youth, flashes of memory. He is stepping into it, the opposing pressures and elliptical lines. His body, thin, almost nothing, is lifted, carried. He closes his eyes. He is lifted, thrown. The way the water binds together in firmness, his body almost nothing. He wakes on the shore, retching, spilling water. The giant sound of the waves. A man shouting, slapping at him. Pressing on him, carrying him. Laying him down again further from the water. He insists on buying him a drink, a meal. This light, he says, putting his arms out. They eat in silence in a beachside bar. Fish, rice, beer, every taste, every mouthful. Each moment piled upon the previous, another creation astounding him. He is quick, talks about light, pointing, tears are streaming down his face. The man, fisherman, says nothing, eats his food slowly, waits for another round. A darkening above the water, the waves heaving themselves upon the bar front. As the fisherman goes, he puts a hand to his shoulder, and he turns, glares. He brings money to the fisherman, who spits on the ground and walks away.